Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the El.En. third quarter 2015 earnings conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Bianca Fersini Mastelloni. Please go ahead, madam.
Thank you. Good morning to everyone. Thank you for joining us, and welcome to El.En. third quarter 2015 conference call. The call will be held by Andrea Cangioli, El.En.'s Managing Director, and Enrico Romagnoli, El.En.'s Chief Financial Officer and Investor Relator. Before we begin, please note the remark and disclaimers management is making about future expectations, plans, and prospects, and forward-looking statements. Certain statements in this call, including those addressing the company's beliefs, plans, objectives, estimates, and expectations of possible future results or events, are forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements involve known or unknown risks, including general economic and business conditions, and the conditions in the industry we operate and may be affected should our assumptions turn out to be inaccurate. Consequently, no forward-looking statement can be guaranteed, and actual future results, performance, or achievements may vary materially from those expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. The company undertakes no obligation about the contents, nor to update the forward-looking statements to reflect events or circumstances that may arise after the date hereof. Let me introduce to the call Andrea Cangioli.
Good morning or afternoon, everybody, and welcome. Thank you, Bianca, and welcome to our first conference call to comment the nine-month results after the third quarter of 2015. I'm very pleased to comment another quarter of strong growth in both our main businesses, the medical and industrial laser business. We registered growth in all our geographical areas and in all our business segments. The growth was overall 25% after nine months, and was 11.1% in the quarter. Of course, to maintain such a high growth rate becomes more and more challenging towards the end of the year, since 2014 was a year that performed progressively better throughout the year. Therefore, the hurdles we have to overcome in terms of growth are getting higher with the end of the year. As I mentioned, I'm very happy for the performance of the group in this quarter and this year, and I believe that the reason underneath our ability to achieve such excellent results are to be found primarily in our competitive positioning and in the improved general situation of our markets. Our competitive positioning is strong, primarily due to the innovation we put in our products and our ability to continuously innovate our products as they are released to the market, and also to the efficacy of our distribution network. Both innovation and efficacy of our distribution network rely on our multi-brand approach, which allows, as you know, several different brands, specifically three brands, the DEKA brand, the Quanta brand, and the Asclepion brand, to cover the various segments of the market, assuring on one side maximum coverage of the market, and on the other side, the maximum brilliancy, the maximum dynamism of the R&D departments, which are based in each of the three headquarters of these three business units. For what pertains to the markets, the improved confidence in the ability of Europe and in Italy to accelerate the exit out of the downturn improved all our markets. Especially the quantitative easing adopted by European Central Bank had a very important impact on the availability of credit, on liquidity, which is very important for us selling capital expenditure goods for our customers, which had increased ability to finance their own purchase of capital equipment. Of course, in the quarter, what was very, very important was the strength of the dollar. The US dollar at the level of around 1.1 euros for $1 is the level which cancelled the unnatural competitive advantage that was allowed to all our dollar-based competitors when the dollar was around 1.4 euro for dollars. Of course, the strength of the dollar has been combined in 2015 with a very strong growth of our revenues in the U.S. market, where I would like to identify three areas of success. First of all, our main and most important product, most successful product of this period, the Mona Lisa Touch, which, as you might remember, is a Deca product, which is though distributed in the United States by our former controlled company, Cynosure. The distribution of Mona Lisa Touch has been particularly successful in these 9 months. Second, I'm just talking again about the U.S. markets, the aesthetic laser systems of Quanta System, and third, the surgical laser system by Quanta System in the urology market. Due to the combined effect of these three products, sales in the U.S. increased markedly, and they are the major increase of sales that we register over the year. Of course, also in other areas of businesses, we achieved interesting growth rates. And just to mention a few of the areas in which we were very successful, I'd like to mention hair removal, in which we grew in our worldwide sales, markedly in Italy, where we operate under the brand Estelog for the spa market. And of course, again, Mona Lisa was very successful all over the world in worldwide sales. Also, the industrial market grew very strongly. And as you know, we have a very large position in China, which is our largest market, which grew considerably over 2014, but with, as an effect of the turbulences that hit China during the summer, saw a decrease in the growth of the Chinese economy, and for what concerns our own specific market, registered a flat Q3 over 2014. As you know, we have important development plans in China, where we are building a second facility in order to expand our production capacity. We don't believe that the current turbulences and uncertainties are going to affect our midterm plans of expansion in the Chinese market for the industrial laser systems. Also, Cutlite Penta marked a very strong increase, especially in Italy. Cutlite Penta specializing in cutting and marking systems. Together with the sales increase, the operating leverage that such a strong increase in revenues generated allowed a very, very important increase in profitability. Dr. Romagnoli, who will speak after me, will give you the details of the very important growth in profitability and in earnings from operations. Prior to passing the word to Dr. Romagnoli, I would like to mention the new products launched that took place in this period, because I believe they are very, very interesting, and they are testifying our ability to continuously innovate our product range. I would like to mention the new product by Quanta System, the Discovery Pico, tattoo removal and vascular pigmented lesion laser system made with a picosecond proprietary technology by Quanta System, who is entering a market which has been opened in terms of application with picosecond lasers by our most important U.S. competitors. Discovery Pico is a very smart and interesting solution which completes the product range of Quanta System, which already is one of the market leaders when it comes to Q-switch lasers. For what concerns DECA, DECA completed its Alexandra hair removal lasers with a new Motus AX laser, which is a very compact, very effective laser, whose main capability is to perform efficacy hair removal, but with a reduced pain for the patient. And also, Asclepion released new powerful versions of the Mediostar, which is the number one laser in terms of sales for her removal of the group. Talking about finance, as you know, our group has a very strong net financial position. We decided to invest part of the cash we have into the development of our own business rather than looking for M&A solutions. And this is the reason why, together with an important growth of sales and of earnings, you have seen also an increase in working capital. There have been markets in which ability to extend the payment terms to our customers and to extend the availability of products through the increase of inventory has been a key for our growth. Finally, capital expenditure is mainly ordinary, but I confirm that we are working in order to broaden our production capabilities also through real estate investments. Particularly, we bought a new building here in the Calenzano area in order to expand certain areas of production for ELEM, and we're going also to expand the production capability of Cutlite Penta, although it's here in Florence, with a new building. While, as you know, and as who knows us knows already, we are investing in a new building in the province of Wenzhou in order to double production capacity for laser cutting system in China. I will be available for further questions at the end of the call. Enrico Romagnoli is now getting into the details of our financials.
Thank you, Andrea. Good afternoon to everybody. In the first 9 months of 2015, the Elem Group registered a sales volume of 156 million euros, showing an increase of 25% over the first 9 months of last year, and an EBIT of 60 million plus 54% on 2014. This growth is purely organic and was registered in both main sectors of our activities, medical and industrial, with similar growth rate. The gross margin was 70 million of euros and an increase with respect to the 57 million of euros year on year. The lower gross margin has impact on sales from 46% to 45% is mainly due to a reduction in R&D grants and in a less favorable sales mix with a greater weight of industrial laser system with a lower marginality compared to the medical system. Costs for operating services and charges were 21 million of euros, showing an increase of 14% over the 80 million euros registered on September 30, 2014, but the increase in the volume of business meant that their impact on sales decreased from 14 to 13%. The cost for staff was 30 million euros, showing an increase of 11% with respect to the 27 million euros for the same period last year. Thanks to the increase in sales value volume, the impact on the sales decreased from 22% in 2014 to 19% for this year. The increase in productivity of the two cost aggregates is one of the elements at the base of the improvement in the profitability of the group. So the EBITDA was 90 million euros, an increase of 61.4% with respect to the 12 million euros showed on September 2014. The cost for amortization, depreciation, and other accruals were 3 million as opposed to 1.4 million euros on September 2014. But in this regard, it should be recalled that on March 2014, this category had benefited from the release of 1.4 million euros from the risk and charges provision after the settlement of a transaction with Palomar, which made the reserve previously accrued unnecessary. Net of the one-time amount for 2014, the cost for amortization and depreciation increased only by 7%, well below the increase of revenue. The EBIT, therefore, amounted to 60 million euros, an increase with respect to the 10 million of September 2014. Also, in the incidence on the sales volume, which is 10.4% with respect to the 8.5% for the same period last year. If we don't consider the one-time amount in 2014 of 1.5 million, as I said before, for the Palomar transaction, the EBIT for last year was about 9 million euros, with an incidence on sales of 7.3%, and so consequently, excluding this one-time benefit on the last year's result, the EBIT increased of 79%. Financial income amounted to approximately 0.9 million euros, with respect to 3.8 million euros for the same period last year. Last year, and especially during the third quarter, there were high forex gain due to a favorable exchange rate, US dollar euros. It should be remembered that the other net income of September last year, amounting to 4.4 million euros, and were entirely due to a capital gain of 4.5 million euros earned from the sales by LN of a block of 1.1 million signs of shares, which took place in the month of March, and which comported a collection of 52 million of dollars. Pre-tax income amounted to 70 million euros, lower than the 90 million euros registered on September 2014, with a decrease of 8%. But if we exclude the one-time and non-recurring items from the 2014 results, the Palomar signs of settlement of 1.1 million said before, the capital gain on sales of Sanzo shares for 4.5 million euros, and the forex gain increase of 3 million, the pre-tax income increased of 7 million, with a sharp increase, plus 80% year on year. Looking to net financial position, on September 2015, the net financial position is 23 million, with a decrease of 24 million compared to the 2014 year end. 10.5 million of euros are a temporary investment of cash booked in non-current assets, so it's not a real reduction in cash, but it is a different classification. 5 million are dividend paid by LN and other subsidiaries of the group. 5 million are capex, and 3 million are a negative cash flow, operating cash flow due to the sharp increase in sales volume. Concerning the turnover, medical and aesthetic sector represent the 68% of the sales of the group. And in this sector, the overall growth is over 24% and is mainly due to the three-digit increase in surgical sector, 119%, where the group operates especially in urology, gynecology, and vascular surgery. The main segment, aesthetic, is more or less flat in the 9 months. And aesthetic segment is still represent the 50% of the revenue in medical sector. And in this sector, the groups operates with the three companies, DECA, which distributes worldwide the products made in a land factory in Calenzano, Quanta System with headquarters in Solbiati Olona in Varese, and Asclepion in Vienna, East Germany. Physical therapy sector showed a slight decrease, but ASA, our company in near Vicenza, remains a leader in the segment anyway. Sales volume for after-sales service and sales of consumables showed a significant increase due to an increase in installed base. Excellent results also were obtained through maintenance contract, and during the 9 months, there is an exceptional and intense activities for upgrading of the installed base. Looking to geographical performance, there was a sharp increase in North America, plus 124% year-on-year, especially due to the excellent result of Mona Lisa Touch distributes by Sinusor in North America. Good results also are registered in Italy and Far East with a double-digit increase. In the industrial sector, the main segment is that of cutting, which remains the most important one, and showed a growth of 24% despite the temporary slowdown of Chinese joint venture, which are located in Wuhan and now also in Wenzhou, to serve the local market of flat cutting of metal with a local production based on technologies designed mainly in Italy. Cutlite Penta also operates in the cutting segment, and it is specialized in wood and plastic cutting, for which it retains a large share of the market in Italy and in the rest of the Europe. The marking sector also registered an increase of 16%. This sector remains very interesting for the group. The company of the group operates in the marking segment for the decoration of large surface with Hofholz brand for textile and leather, and in the marking segment for identification through LASIT in Torre Annunziata near Naples. There has also been important growth in leather source sector thanks to a specific application of new medium power RF sources. The increase is mainly due to a sizable contract held in the first 6 months of 2015, but it is no repeatability entity. The sales volume of customer services in the industrial sector has followed the expansion of business in the industrial sector. The results for the first 9 months are positive and show a significant recovery also in Italian and Europe markets as part of a general recovery of the economy. And growth continues also in Far East, especially in China, even if with a growth rate lower than the first 6 months. Andrea will give you other information and the guidance.
Okay, I'll take over the presentation, closing it
with the guidance. We had updated the guidance at the end of the 6 months report to confirm that we are looking for exceeding 210 million of euros of revenues in 2015 and also exceeding the 20 million hurdle for our income from operation, for our EBIT. Our presentation is then closed with a graph which is showing the growth rate of our group in the last year, how constant it has been. And I mean, we have been fairly successful in the last year, and I'm glad the market is appreciating it. And finally, we are helping you to model out our valuation by extracting a few significant data out of our financials. We suggest that in order to take in the right consideration the minorities, we consider 85% of sales and 85% of EBIT as related to the ownership of the group, to the group. This number may change from a little bit, of course, they are not fixed, they depend upon the different profitability of the various companies, but 85% has been a good guess in the last years. Actually, in the last years, it's going to probably be a little bit more, but let's stick to 85%. Based on the market, and then based on the net financial position that we suggest to integrate with the financial investment which have been taken out for sole accounting reason out of net financial position, 10.6 million, and for the market value of Cynosure, we get to a certain calculation of the net price value and of the stockholder equity net of minorities. I mean, this is just a hint on how to extract from our financials, which have some complexity due to the weight of our Cynosure stake and to the presence of a certain level of minorities, we just suggest how to calculate the numbers. So at this point, we are done with the presentation that we try to keep very short in order to give you time for the questions that we're now ready to receive.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Renato Gargiulo of Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon to everybody. Well, the first question is on Mona Lisa Touch. It reported strong sales also in the third quarter, with the surgical segment approximately doubling also in this quarter. I'd like to ask you, what are your expectations for this application, and what is, in your view, the potential for the market? And related to this, also the fact that Cynosure has recently received authorization to market Mona Lisa Touch in Canada. I'd like to ask you, what are your expectations if you're already receiving some orders for this market? The second question is on profitability. You reported very strong profitability, in particular in terms of gross margin. I'd like to ask you, it was back to a positive growth by around 160 basis points compared to last year. It's also related to a mix effect, for example, on related to the slight slowdown of the Chinese market or to the very strong sales of the service segment. My last question is on Italy, which on the Italian market, which reported also a very strong trend in sales, even if maybe against somewhat easier comps versus last year, but it was still plus 38% in terms of sales. If you can provide an outlook for the market also going forward for the next quarters. Thank you.
Thank you for the question. Maybe I'll have to ask you to repeat. But anyway, expectations On Mona Lisa Touch. Mona Lisa Touch is the single hottest product we have now. We are selling it in the European ecological market, a market which at the moment is showing up fairly strong, together with our position, which is of clear leadership on the market. We never released any kind of guidance on single products. What I would like to say is that we feel the market keeps strong, and so we feel we might be able to maintain the leadership position we have on this market. For what pertains to Canada, of course, is an interesting market. But I would make the same comment again. The addition of a new market like Canada, which will be served by Sinosure, but there have been other markets which have been added to Mona Lisa Touch sales during the year all over the world, will reinforce our sales volume and will make it maintain important and very relevant within our product mix. Second question, gross margin. Gross margin increased in Q3, yes, but you gotta see that about 0.9% is due to the increase of R&D grants in the quarter, and the rest is due to product mix. In the year, we are 1% behind last year in terms of gross margin, and it's typically due to a product mix. As also Enrico Romagnoli mentioned during his presentation, a heavier weight of the sales in industrial laser business leads to a lower gross margin. This doesn't mean that EBIT is necessarily lower with lower gross margin. It's simply that the cost, the margin and cost structure is different in the industrial business with lower gross margins and but lower expense too. And then, you should repeat the third question, which was on Italy.
If you can provide an outlook on the Italian market, given also the very strong growth rate in the third quarter. You have been talking also related to Cutlite Penta about a very good trend in the quarter.
We are very happy with Cutlite Penta's growth. I believe we are seeing light out of the tunnel of the downturn in Europe. We are seeing money flow again in the pockets of our potential customers, which are able to finance their own purchases through appropriate financing means, leases, or financing by banks. The whole segment of tooling machines has been very brilliant in Italy all over the year, as also the sector statistics are showing. And we expect this trend to keep in the coming months, also due, especially in Italy, to the fiscal laws, which, as Italians know, allow an accelerated depreciation, therefore a fiscal advantage, a tax advantage for companies that decide to invest within 2015. Also in the other markets, generally speaking, the level of confidence that we have seen on the Italian market is unprecedented. We have a much more vital market in Italy than we had in all the previous years. And so even though Italy is just a small piece of our consolidated revenues, though this piece is going to be important and growing this year.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question is from Emmanuel De Figueiredo of LBV Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. I have four questions, and so maybe we can take each one at a time. The first one is on Sinosure. In their last conference call in the Q&A, I believe the CEO alluded to the fact that you might give them the rights to distribute Mona Lisa in other markets. So maybe you could clarify that a little bit. And related to that, is there any possibility you can sell some of Sinosure products in Europe? That's my first question.
Good morning, Emmanuel. Thank you for the question. There will be areas in the European market where Cynosure will be allowed to distribute Mona Lisa tax. And so there are areas in which Cynosure is particularly strong with its distribution, while we feel we could have an increase on DECA distribution by the distribution of Cynosure, which will be a DECA distributor in those areas. For what concerns us, Inelem distributing Cynosure products on other territories, we did this in the past. DECA was distributing the MPX laser system in the Italian territory. There have been no other example of this kind of cooperation, of this cooperation in this direction. After that one, I don't foresee any of these in this particular moment.
Okay. My second question is on the on your aesthetics business. Are you somehow disappointed by the fact that in the first 9 months your business is flat there? And to what extent does the Discovery Pico by Quanta help to change that?
Excuse me, I couldn't get, where is it flat aesthetic? You mean aesthetic? Your question was related
The aesthetics business on a 9 month basis is flat. The sales are flat. And I'm wondering whether if you're a little bit disappointed by that, or whether the Discovery Pico by Quanta will help change that to positive growth.
The Discovery Pico has just been introduced. I don't think we will see significant traction in Q4. I think it will be more a 2016 product. Undergoing a change into the hair removal lasers of DECA. And this also are expected, the new hair removal laser are expected to hit the market in early 2016. I'm talking about Motus AX and Motus LD. We have been, what we have to consider, and there is a increase in hair removal while there is a market which is becoming flat or decreasing, which is the skin rejuvenation CO2 market. We hope and we plan to increase sales again with the new range of lasers for tattoo removal and new range of lasers for hair removal, markedly the Motus AX and the Motus LB.
Okay, thank you. My third question is on Asia. Can you perhaps describe to us a little bit what you're seeing in Japan, China, and Southeast Asia for medical and aesthetics, please?
The market is good. Again, there are several segments of the market. For instance, we have been able to do fairly well in Japan this year, though our revenues are mainly booked into the service, as also Enrico mentioned, because rather than selling new system, we sold several hundreds of upgrades in order to allow our existing installed base to better perform and so to be more profitable for our customers. We didn't sell new units, but we sold several upgrades. So this doesn't show in laser systems, but shows in services. In the other markets, I think we are seeing increases all over the place. Especially, we are seeing a small increase in China, but China is where we are working hard in order to get the certifications and the clearances in order to be able to sell products. And we are now starting to see revenues for the first products in China. So overall, I believe that the outlook for Far East is positive. We did particularly well in the Middle East, as you also can see from the graph. We believe that in that market we have found a good market and a good distribution path, especially for hair removal lasers. In that area, we are very happy that, in this moment of such high tension with the Middle Eastern countries, at least Iran is opening up and getting back to normality. Iran is a large country, is a very advanced country, and very open to the adoption of new technologies. And so at least in this very, critical moment, in the last months, we have experienced at least the opening of a new market in the area.
Okay, perfect. And my last question, maybe for Enrico, can you just tell us for the CapEx, both realized and planned, how much in total will you spend in real estate to expand your capacities? A rough estimate. How much has been spent and how much you expect to spend on real estate?
We spent approximately 1.5 million during the first 9 months, because we bought a building in Florence, in Calenzano, near our headquarters, and so we are spending in Wenzhou to the new facility of Wenzhou company.
Okay, thanks for answering my questions.
Thank you, Emmanuel.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. For any further questions, please press star followed by one. The next question is from Mark Webb of Quero Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Just a small question. I was trying to understand, looking at the page on the bar charts for medical laser, the 119% rise in surgical, is that all Mona Lisa, or is there something else that's growing?
Mona Lisa is thank you for the call and good morning. Good afternoon. Mona Lisa is a big part of it, but it's not only. It's not the only driver of the increase in sale of surgical laser. We have at least the two areas which are very strong in growth, and they are both areas covered by Quanta System. We are talking of the lithotripsy lasers, though it's holmium laser around 30 watts of power, which are used for the laser destruction of kidney stones. And we are talking of the high-power thulium lasers and holmium lasers, which are used for BPH, for the benign hyperplasia of the prostate, where the use of holmium and thulium lasers allows a mini invasive treatment of this disease, which is involving a fairly important percentage of the male aging population. So not only Mona Lisa, which of course is the main piece of it, but also urology with these two products, in which we are investing, we are expanding our production capability, we are expanding our network of relations. Those laser in urology are not sold directly by our distribution network only, but also through important OEM contracts with top-standing global competitors on the urology market.
Great, thank you. And if I could slip in a second small question on specifically on Mona Lisa, can you just remind us about the sort of the geographical rollout and dates for that?
We the dates, I mean, I think the key date for is the U.S. clearance, which took place in November 2014, 1 year from now. We then, I mean, C had been achieved earlier, and so all the European countries were available before. We don't have the release for Brazil yet. We don't have the release for Japan yet. We obtained the clearance for China a few months ago. And at this point, we are more or less, the markets are more or less open, of course, together with the clearance, we need to perform a distribution and a preparation work in order to get into a market which is new for us, because as we'd like to recall, we are selling the Mona Lisa Touch in a market which had not been touched by our distribution networks before, which is the urogynecological market.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay, if there are no more questions, we terminate the conference call. Thanks so much to everyone for participating to Ellen's conference call. And if someone needs more information, please do not hesitate to contact Ellen. Goodbye to everyone.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you for attending. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye-bye.